One of the world's dangerous places to drive a truck right now is Iraq. Truckers hired by Halliburton subsidiary Kellogg Brown & Root say they knew this when they signed up to deliver supplies to U.S. troops. But some have come back complaining that they often risked their lives for nothing. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
The truckers made daily runs from a southern base called Cedar to Camp Anaconda near Baghdad. They delivered everything from cots to construction equipment. But often, they say, they hauled flatbed trailers with nothing on them at all.
We would haul what we refer to as sailboat fuel. Nothing. Air.
This trucker wanted to be identified by his radio handle, not his real name. It's Thor. He was in Iraq from October of 2003 to March of this year, and he says he was carrying sailboat fuel more often than not. Another trucker, whose handle is Sandman, had roughly the same experience.
There was a period of time for about 2 weeks where I never had a load. I'd haul an empty trailer from Cedar to Anaconda, turn around fuel, and sometimes haul the very same trailer back to Cedar.
That bothered Sandman and the other truckers a lot.
And a couple of us told him. I told him, I don't care if I'm hauling one tire on this trailer. If that's the one tire they needed Anaconda for something, I'll load up and go, no problem. But hauling empty trailers, risking my life so that KBR can put money in their pocket is not something I want to do and something I won't continue to do.
Kellogg Brown & Root documents confirm that trucks were running empty. Knight Ridder correspondent Seth Borenstein, who broke the story and saw the records, says one typical daily entry indicated that 28 trucks made the 300-mile journey.
11 had containers, and I was told that doesn't mean the containers were full, but they had containers on it. And 11 were flatbed trucks, and the initials MT, as in the word empty, were on there for their cargo.
But KBR denies dispatching empty trucks to pad its profits. Patrice Mingo is KBR's manager for public relations.
I mean, the argument doesn't make sense because KBR is not paid by the load or by the mission. So we would not be running trucks if they did not need to be run.
And Mingo says KBR basically does what it's told.
We are the means to get the materials there. What materials they need, when they need it, the volume they need it is determined by the U.S. military.
That's true, according to Charles Smith, director of contracting for the Army Field Support Command. Smith says security problems could explain the empty trucks.
These convoys are operating in a high-risk environment. KBR is required to provide the capacity to recover the transported supplies in the event of a breakdown. This would then require some trucks to perhaps go empty both ways to provide that available capacity.
The truckers, including Thor, agree it was dangerous out there.
In one form or another, we were attacked every single day. They'd set up mortar shells or anti-tank mines on the side of the road, and they would remote detonate them as we'd pass. A lot of times you'd have RPGs flying at you. They would do everything from throw rocks to shoot bullets, you name it.
Thor says he had to crash through roadblocks and veer into vehicles to stop attackers from shooting. Once, he even engaged in hand-to-hand combat.
Two of them pulled the door open on my truck, and one was trying to enter the cab and had a knife in his hand. And I had a hammer sitting there handy, and I hit the man in the top of the head, and it killed him.
Sandman says the empty trucks on convoys just heightened the danger by stretching their military escorts too thin.
They send three Humvees with 27 to 30 trucks, and there's one at the front of the convoy, one in the middle, and one in the back. And by the time anybody can respond to anything, the people have already done what they're going to do and they're gone.
And the truckers say they already had spare capacity, extra trucks without trailers to pick up stranded cargo. Sandman says he finally left Iraq after learning that a driver he knew had been killed. Thor says he quit after getting injured. Bullets shattered his windshield and broken glass flew into his eye. He says the truck he was driving at the time was empty. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.